Chelsea.
Project Kent 2018 with Kent Reliance and KMFM.
Young Lives Foundation in Maidstone, just the most amazing charity. And today, just before we started on air, I managed to get down and see the guys wrapping up the project. And not only did I speak to the volunteers that were doing the project, but I also caught up with a girl called Carly. And I thought, you know what? I wanted to play you a little bit of our conversation that we were having. Carly's cool with it. But she's an apprentice at Young Lives Foundation at the moment, which is an amazing thing that she's doing. But her story is incredible. And I was talking about where it started for her.
Came here originally when I was 7 years old.
Okay.
So I've been apart for nearly 12 years now.
Wow. So you came here with your brothers and sisters, right?
Yes, yeah.
How many of you?
Four of us.
So what did the Young Lives Foundation do for you right at the beginning? And you've been on a journey.
Yes, definitely. So they sort of engaged me in activities and brought out my confidence and helped me make friends.
Okay.
So we struggled with making friends. They allowed me to have a good time. Yeah, I really enjoyed myself and brought out my confidence and my self-esteem to be who I wanted to be.
So you were here when you were seven.
Seven, yeah.
You're now
19.
So 12 years has passed.
Yes.
You're now returning that good deed to younger youth.
I am, yes. It's a very rewarding role. I mean, over the past 2 years, I've learned all new things about everyone and grown such good relationships. It's really great to give back what I was given.
Yeah,
it's really, really rewarding.
And what about your brothers and sisters? How are they doing?
Oh, they're all doing great, yeah. They're loving life. Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah,
just because of this place.
Yes, yeah.
Just amazing. She's been there since she's 7 years old, and it meant so much to her that she's gone back to work for the guys. So that is why we chose the Young Lives Foundation. You can find out more about them on our website, and I'll take you through exactly the works that we completed just a couple of hours ago. K-M-F-M.
Drive. Project Kent 2018 with Kent Reliance and KMFM.
So here we are at Young Lives Foundation in Maidstone with Stephen, the CEO, and James, our contact at Brewers, who's the regional manager for Kent and Sussex. This has been an incredible week. Thank you so much to all of the Kent Reliance volunteers who have put in hours and hours of work. Young Lives is so important for many, many reasons. But why do you, the CEO, why do you believe in this so much?
I believe in Young Lives Foundation because I know it truly makes a difference to over 3,000 children every year. Our services are unique. And we travel with young people as long as they want us to.
So obviously, I remember speaking to you before the project started. You said the big worry was that it felt a bit dentist reception.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what do you think of the works that have been done?
We've got colour.
Yeah. I've seen the colour.
We've actually got colour in the building, and it's fresh, and it smells good, it looks good, and I think it's much more welcoming already. So I can't say thank you enough for everything that Kent Reliance and Project Kent Brewers and KMFM this week.
Well, without James, thank you so much for everything that you've done as well, because your team has supplied so much paint and so many materials for us to achieve this. But you were saying earlier on to me that you do quite a lot of this as Brewers, don't you? There's a lot of a big volunteering and a big community feel to your business.
Yeah, well, throughout Kent, we've got 11 branches throughout Kent, and now 169 throughout the UK. And with all those branches, we love to support local communities and local charities. And this charity appealed to us straight away as soon as we were contacted to add some colour to a building like this for the charity that's going on is just fantastic. And all the team are really pleased to get involved with it.
There is one little surprise left.
To just add a little bit extra, we've donated a £300 cheque for furniture, pictures, whatever you need for the building, just to lift it that 10% even better.
Amazing. Thank you ever so much.
You're all very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Put this to very, very good use.
Good.
Just a number of amazing people who have just given just so much more than we've ever asked for. So thank you to you if you're involved in some way, because so many people were. Thank you to the tons of volunteers that have been into that building in the last couple of days. It's been hard work, but we'd love for you to go and check out the video, which we are currently cutting up, and it will be ready for you to see next week. But for now, go and see the pictures, facebook.com/KMFM official. See you there. So Project Kent has now officially wrapped up. The guys have left the building, and you'll be able to see some of the pictures and videos at kmfm.co.uk and on our socials in the next kind of hour or so, we reckon. I caught up with Nim, who is just the most amazing person, Nim Cross, who works for Kent Reliance. She is the lady that between KMFM HQ and Kent Reliance HQ, between her and a girl called Nicola Outside, just made this thing happen where we went into the Young Lives Foundation and have completely transformed their building to give them just something special to go and work in. These are for young people who don't maybe have the internet at home, maybe haven't got a safe space to do their homework, maybe need a mentor or somebody to help them out. And it was incredible. I was chatting to him and saying like how great the week has been.
It has been absolutely fantastic. It's really been brilliant. We've had volunteers from Kent Reliance and from KMFM down to here all week. And we've just got lots of last minute jobs to do. Already you can see the paint is up. We've got masking tape to take off, we've got hoovering to do, we've got last clear up to do. So yeah, very exciting, but time is ticking.
Over 35 volunteers.
That's right.
Yeah. Dozens and dozens of litres of paint.
So many. And if I smell white spirit again, it's going to be...
Too soon.
Exactly.
So obviously Project Kent is in its second year. Thank you so much to Kent Reliance for supporting it. Why is giving back to the community so important to you guys?
So Kent Reliance has always been at the heart of the community. All our branches are visited by people of all ages, all generations, are very much part of their local community. So it makes sense for us to be giving something back right on our doorstep. And that's where the Young Lives Foundation fit in.
I mean, this is just an incredible charity, isn't it?
The people here are amazing. Mm. They've completely upped sticks and moved to other levels just so we've got the whole area free. They've been plying us with cups of tea and coffee all week.
I saw the cakes as well.
Which has been amazing. We've been well fed and it's just wonderful that we can give something back.
Well, listen, thank you so much to you and the Kent Reliance team. Rob Gurr, John, who up here today, is one of the big bosses as well.
He is.
Who came down and dug in. So. But this isn't where the project ends, is it? Because some of your guys have been touched so much by this charity that it's going to continue.
Yeah, that's right. Neil, who we've been speaking to here for quite a while, he's been very inspirational and been speaking to the volunteers. And after this week, we're going to be running an internal campaign to actually get adult volunteers and mentors in and see what else we can do. So the story doesn't end here. We're really keen to keep going.
I just love that. So it's not about anything other than helping people, this, and it's so great. If you want to see the pictures so far, jump onto facebook.com/KMFM official and we'll play you what happened when we were just about to give the keys back to the Young Lives Foundation earlier on today. BB Rexha, Bieber, Shawn Mendes coming in. Travel news next. KMFM.